So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. Hey, what's up, guys? Brian here with another episode of the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. On this episode, we're going to go over how often you should be training your dog. So let's hop right into it. So whenever we're dealing with dogs, puppies, or any sort of canine companion, first things we have to have a clear understanding of is that whether we realize it or not, we are consistently training our dogs. Everything from how you walk through doors to how do you act when I'm putting the leash on you, towards how do you act when guests arrive. Remember, dogs and puppies have no clear understanding of the world we live in. It's our job as their owners to show them how to live in this human world, right? We got to show them how to walk on leash. We got to show them how to behave whenever there's people around. We got to show our dogs how to behave whenever they see other dogs. So there's two forms or two types of training that we want to make a clear difference of, right? One, lifestyle training, and two, formal obedience training, right? And then what we kind of want to do is begin down the future, is kind of blend those two together. So let's go over one first. So lifestyle training is essentially teaching your dog how to be included in your day-to-day life and learn your day-to-day routines and learn what is acceptable and not acceptable. This usually comes into play with boundaries, teaching your dog where to use the bathroom, where not to use the bathroom, what to chew on, what not to chew on, what to bite, what not to bite, how to behave when guests arrive and stuff like that, right? Because again, with lifestyle-based training, one of the most important things is you're going, especially if you just brought in or adopted a new dog into your home, what you're doing with that new dog is instead of allowing that dog to all the freedom in the world in your home, what you're doing is taking a step-by-step process of teaching your dog how to behave and how to respond to everything in their environment. Because dogs and puppies, what they're really doing initially is what they're trying to figure out is what everything has to do with with them, right? What does this piece of chair have to do with me? Is it for them to chew on? Is it for them not to chew on? Those little things like that is what you're going to be teaching your dog on a day-to-day basis. So lifestyle training is essentially always training your dog, right? Teaching your dog, hey, buddy, don't do that, but do this instead, right? Showing your dog the correct path and instead of allowing your dog to rehearse and practice behaviors we don't want, right? So lifestyle-based training is all about teaching your dog how to live in your everyday-to-day life. Right, because ultimately, if you don't intertwine your dog into your day-to-day life, you'll quickly realize that your dog will begin to pick and choose and figure out what to do with certain things in its life, right? If we don't take the time to teach our dogs what things are, your dog will make its own decision to think. So for instance, if we don't take the time to teach our dogs, hey buddy, whenever you feel bored, you could chew on this bone instead of the chair. If we don't take the time to teach our dogs that, you'll quickly realize that your dog will make its own decision and choose inappropriate objects like your furniture to chew on or inappropriate locations to use the bathroom. And that's essentially what lifestyle-based training is about. Teaching your dog how to be a part of your day-to-day life and understanding those rules and boundaries, right? So with lifestyle-based training, you are consistently training your dog whether you realize it or not. And that is critical for everyday dog owners, especially if you want your dog to be the best version of themselves. Clarity is key. Now, let's shift over to a more formal-based training, more like formal obedience, teaching your dog's behaviors such as sit, down, come, heel, go to bed, all that good stuff. With those, when it comes to formal obedience, the amount of time you train your dog is going to be completely different than lifestyle-based training, right? When you're training your dog based on your lifestyle, you're always monitoring your dog to be aware of what your dog may be getting into or may not be getting into, With obedience training, what you're doing is essentially teaching your dog new behaviors, teaching your dog that, hey, whenever, how to respond to certain commands, how to respond to certain cues that you give your dog. So, for instance, obedience training is as simple as teaching your dog that when I say bed, I want you to respond by running to your bed and laying down. Whenever we're focused on formal obedience training, we ideally want to keep it short, fun, and sweet. We don't want training sessions to be long and grueling because then what will happen is your dog will begin to get bored, right? You want to go at your dog's pace without pushing him too far too soon because ultimately you want it short, fun, sweet because you want your you want to leave your dog wanting more than to, again, having a whole hour, couple hour long training session where your dog just goes, I don't want to do this anymore, right? So with formal obedience training, the amount of time you're going to be training them, it's usually 10-15 minutes per session. You want to leave them short, fun, sweet, leave your dog wanting more than, again, having a whole hour session where, one, they're probably just going to be too tired after the fact, or they may not enjoy training as much as if you leave them wanting more. So lifestyle, big takeaway, guys. The biggest secret is, one, lifestyle-based training means you're always training your dog, whether you realize it or not, because you're essentially teaching and being your dog's guide in this world. You're teaching your dog how to behave in every single context of this world and of your life. You're teaching your dog how to behave when guests arrive. You're teaching your dog how to behave when you walk through doors, when you're out in public and you see dogs and people. All that is lifestyle-based training so that your dog has a clear understanding of your expectation and vice versa. When it comes to formal obedience training, now remember, training sessions are short, fun, and sweet. No more than 15 minutes. If you're training your dog and you're trying to teach your dog to down and it's been an hour, way too long. Short it down, right? If it's been 30 minutes, way too long. Leave your dog wanting more than pushing your dog too far too soon. Leaving a bad taste in their mouth, right? Instead, make training short, fun, sweet. So next time you do training, your dog goes, I can't wait to do this again. Because every time we do this, it's fun. It's enjoyable. And every time we do it, we don't do it too long to the point where you push them too far. And that's the big secret for today, guys. So whenever you're training your dog, guys, always remember, whether you're formally training your dog or not, you're always training them, right? They're always learning. They're always trying to see what everything has to do with them. And stay consistent. As you guys know, consistency is key because our dogs are living, breathing animals that are consistently learning, and we are consistently teaching and guiding our dogs. I hope that helped you guys out. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a quick review on whatever platform you guys are listening on, and we'll see you in our next one.